water rolls back and forth. I peer through the snooze fire.
Ci sono domande che non hanno una risposta definita, univoca. Alcune di queste domande le abbiamo rivolte a Pamela Zee, artista, performer, compositrice. Le abbiamo chiesto cosa sia per lei la sound art, le abbiamo chiesto di presentare il suo lavoro. Questa breve intervista si intreccia con alcuni estratti dal lavoro di Pamela Zee, registrazioni da studio, performances e alcuni suoni rubati dalla sua ultima apparizione italiana nello spettacolo Hold It Down del VJR My Clad Ensemble, di cui Pamela fa parte. Questa è Radio Papesse e l'intervista è in inglese.
My name is Pamela Zee and I live and work in San Francisco, California, and also spend a lot of time in New York. Well, I'm using my voice, I'm singing, I'm speaking, I'm using text. Sometimes I'm writing the text, other times I'm using found text, like, you know, maybe the list of ingredients on a package or instructions on how to put together a piece of furniture or something like that, you know, and I'm taking that and combining it with layers of sound that come from processing it in real time. So I then, you know, try in a really factual way to just describe the process, I guess. But aesthetically, I think it's a little more difficult unless, there is a certain context from which everything comes, you know. And so with me, you know, the context that my work, I think, comes, or there's many contexts, but one context is that of contemporary art world, and sometimes I think, you know, in fact, that visual art is as much of an influence on me as any sound art or music or performance might be. So, but I think if people have a background in those things and they're aware, then you can reference things, you know. But if they don't, then, you know, it's very interesting to try to explain from scratch without any, you know, background. I'm one of those people who has sort of a blurry line between sound, like some people think sound art and music are very separate, and for me they're very connected and related. So for me, sound art is really any art that you make that is sonic in nature. So it can be fixed media, it can be sound installation, it can be text sound that you perform live. So there's a lot of different possibilities. Well, for me, technology is just tools, and I think a tool is a tool. So I think, for example, a lot of people sort of draw the line between electronic tools and maybe, instruments that are made from wood or catgut or, you know, brass or something like that. And to me, they're all tools and it's all technology. Like the piano, for example, is probably one of the most technically sophisticated instruments that you can imagine, and even the human voice, even though it's not an external tool, it's a very technically sophisticated tool. And so I like to blur the line between the artist and her tools, you know. I am always combining, you know, the tools that are my own body, such as my voice, with other external tools like the computer or found objects for making sound. And I kind of like to see them all working together. I do enjoy working with new technologies, and I do find that there's nothing that can stimulate new ideas more than trying to play with a new tool that you don't know how to use yet. Because some of the accidents that you have turn out to be more interesting than anything you could have planned on purpose. And to be open to things that, like I said, ideas that you might not have thought of yourself, but you tried to do one thing, and when it didn't work out the way you meant it to, what happens instead sometimes can be far more interesting. So. I think I get as much out of visual art world, like sort of, and I mean, I think in terms of this music world, it's a lot of, you know, 20th and 21st century classical music, sound artists who do more installation kind of sound art, but also some influences from the more experimental people from the pop music world, as in, like, I mean, like, I think in the 80s I listened to a lot of new wave and punk people, but I also was really interested in those people who were sort of on the boundaries. Like, there were people like Brian Eno and David Byrne who were collaborating with people like Phil Glass and you know, Robert Rauschenberg and, you know, Robert Wilson, and, you know, so there are all these different people who are sort of interdisciplinary and intermedia, and so my influences come from there. But also my influences come from non-artistic things too, like just the sound in the sound of the immediate environment. Like, I live in a warehouse in San Francisco, and so you hear industrial sounds from, you know, factories and sounds of traffic and sounds that people make when they're working. And a lot of those things end up being in my work as well. So.
On the board.
Do you know which is Woodstock?
I think it's on the other side.
Just at the corner.
You know, Transamerica?
Yeah, get out of here.
At the corner.
Just
at the corner. Do you know which is Woodstock?
Well, I just think it's like you have to think in terms of compositional technique, because it's really composing. And I think some people's work is really about being really ambient instead of trancey, and the idea is to get lost. But I actually kind of enjoy having a certain amount of structure. And so I really, you know, feel that it's one of those things that there's no hard and fast rules about it, but as a good artist, you kind of learn. It's just as a painter who's making an abstract painting, when to stop applying the paint. Well, they have to be able to have a good enough eye to be able to look at the painting and know that it's finished, or know that it's time to change change to a different mode of working, you know. So I think with sound it's the same way.
Che accompagnano l'intervista sono estratti da Badagada, Born Music and the Mooney Section. Per ascoltare di più e conoscere il lavoro di Pamela Zee, www.pamelazee.com. Questa intervista è realizzata da Radio Papesse, un progetto di Carola Haupt, Ilaria Gadens e Cristiano Magi. radiopapesse.org